Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. Well, I'm going to, I think this will be a really important program, and not just for people with kids. I want to make that point early and hopefully often, that things that maybe are associated with children follow us through our lives if we don't fix whatever's wrong. So listen to this list of attributes and see if any of them ring bells for you or someone that you know. A short attention span for general things. Only can really focus on exciting things. Easily distracted, annoyed by little things like tags in their shirts. Disorganized, procrastinate. And mind you, don't have to have all of these, any assortment of these. Anxious, get into trouble over saying or doing stupid things. Trouble getting to sleep, getting up, using stimulants or risky behavior as kind of self-medicating. Maybe sad or get stuck on bad thoughts. So we maybe think of when we have babies that are very active in the room and colicky, and then they're kind of hard to keep up with, and then they're disruptive in school. That's what we think of ADD. But maybe these are traits that we've oversimplified, don't just bother children, but adults as well. And when we tell them to concentrate better, maybe their grades get even worse, we're doing the wrong things because we just don't understand this condition. Well, I was blown away by a TV special by somebody who's already one of our favorite guests on the program, Tana Amon. She and her husband, Dr. Daniel Amon, who is a psychiatrist and has a whole bunch of best-selling books, they did a program on ADD and explained that there are 7 different types and you can't treat them all the same. So I've invited Tana on to talk about that, and we'll try to understand better what it's all about, how you go about finding out if this is an issue for you or someone you know, what to do about it, including diet things, supplements, and so on. Tana, we've talked before with her about her book, The Omni Diet, but she's also got the Eat Healthy with the Brain Doctor's Wife cookbook. She's got, among them, several different resources. I'm going to put all of those on the archive description and in the newsletter so that you can just click on them and a click to the clinic itself and a survey and so on. So please stay tuned. This is going to be some really exciting information. We'll be talking to Tana Amon with the Amon Clinics. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. Please don't go away.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still have some worrisome blood sugar levels? Well, there's good news. It's a natural remedy called Glucolo. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the particular molecules in aloe vera that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, subjects with high glucose were back to normal levels in just 1 month of taking Glucolo. The folks on the placebo were not. Plus, there were no side effects, just fringe benefits. The Glucolo subjects lost 250% more weight than the placebo group. And almost all of that was fat. Those that took Glucolo also had other great health benefits. Take advantage of this terrific offer on Glucolo. Buy a 1 month supply and receive a 2nd month free. Also get a free copy of host Marty Whittakin's brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Get 2 months for the price of one and a free book. Call 877-673-2536 today. Offer good in July only.
Folks who claim to get by on 5 hours sleep are kidding themselves. Science shows that we need 8 for the body to do its housekeeping and repair, including in the brain. Commercials promote sleep drugs, but just listen to the potential side effects. We need good sleep habits, a regular bedtime, allow 2 hours after dinner, and avoid caffeine late in the day. Our own pineal gland makes a terrific sleep aid, melatonin. It regulates sleep and wake cycles, helps with jet lag, and it's a powerful antioxidant. There are no food sources of melatonin, so when we need extra, I recommend Superior Sources Microlingual Melatonin. It dissolves almost instantly under the tongue. 3 milligrams is enough for me, but it also comes in 5 and 10. Melatonin is natural to the body, but check with your nutrition-oriented doctor if you take medications. Superior Source Melatonin is available at fine natural food stores nationwide. Click the Superior Source link on the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Welcome back. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, my guest today is Tana Amon. She was an emergency room nurse and the author of herself several books and with Dr. Daniel Amon. And they run a really remarkable group of clinics called the Amon Clinics that deal with a subject that I think a lot of people would dismiss as not applying to them because they don't have any little kids that are running around screaming, not being able to hold still. But maybe they or someone they know is shy or reserved, depressed, over-focused, anxious, stuck on bad thoughts, things like that, that can also be aspects of ADD, attention deficit disorder, which we're going to talk about. And I've invited Tana to join us by phone today. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Marty. It's so nice to join you again.
We've had a lot of fun before when you were on the program. There's just a lot that we have in common, and I think of you many days when I'm making up my smoothie breakfast, wondering if you aren't doing the same thing.
It's so true.
So I mentioned a whole lot of different attributes, and it sounds like, well, gee, almost anybody listening has one of those.
Right.
So we're not talking about you don't get to sleep at night because you have an espresso for dessert, and just because I mentioned sleep as one of the things. We're talking about more constellations and assortments of these, and then In your TV special, you said an important thing is if these are interfering with your life, so that's an important factor too.
And, you know, it does, you made an interesting point. So people start to hear some of the symptoms and they're like, well, that sounds like everyone, right? Well, to some degree, everyone has a little bit of distractibility. That's not the same thing as having it interfere in your life. And what we do is we help people determine, is it ADD or is it something else that's causing your distractibility? Because ADD can really interfere in people's lives. Just for a quick example, you know, I grew up in a very ADD household, like not kidding ADD. My parents were divorced. My mom, and I didn't believe in ADD. So just to give you a little bit of background with me, when I met my husband, I did not believe in ADD at all. I thought it was a reason to fail or excuse to fail or just be lazy. And so, you know, I'm a pretty very to the point, hardcore, hardworking person. You alluded to the fact I'm a neurosurgical ICU nurse, and I thought, you know, people just, they're just finding an excuse. And when I met my husband, he started asking me these questions. And as he's going through these questions, I looked at him and I started laughing. I go, you think I have ADD? And, you know, he's asked me questions like, well, so let me get this straight. You drink 2 pots of coffee a day. You have to work out 2 hours just to feel normal. And he's going through this whole thing, right, just to focus. I have to blast rock music to get my work done. Now, I graduated top of my class. It has nothing to do with intelligence. But there's these symptoms. Now, my ADD is not quite as bad as, say, my mom. My mom's ADD is out of control. And my house, as he began to go through this, it began to explain my life. Because our house was so chaotic, my uncle with his drug problems. I actually still remember the day that my uncle was murdered in a drug deal gone horribly wrong.
Oh, my.
And it was terrible. So I had a very chaotic, you know, childhood growing up, a lot of chronic stress related to this ADD. And my mom, who worked very hard, you know, didn't believe in things like that either because she just thought work harder and it'll be okay. But it wasn't okay. Now, on the flip side, my dad, who didn't live with us growing up, was convinced he had ADD because his life wasn't working. But when we did an assessment with him, he did not have ADD. So that's what we help people determine. He didn't have ADD at all. So just because you have some of the symptoms that you think might be ADD-related, they could be caused from anxiety. They could be from something completely different. It's not necessarily ADD, and that's what we help people really figure out. Is it ADD or not? And just because it sounds like the symptoms, we put you through a very specific, you know, criteria. We help you take a quiz so that you understand, is this ADD and how can I help it?
Well, there's good news. First of all, getting an ADD label slapped on you could be another chink out of your self-esteem, unless we realize that there are a lot of superstars. I would put
you in
that classification because there's also creativity, they're intelligent, can be spontaneous and successful.
Well, I think the first thing people need to realize, ADD has nothing to do with intelligence. What it does have to do with, and why it's good to know, like I think people need to stop being fearful of it, and why it's a good thing to know is because it can, it's not a good thing, it's not a bad thing, it's just a thing. Okay, it's just a thing, and it's a thing that you want to know because now you know it explains, it's information, and it's information that you now have the ability to do something about.
And if you needed glasses, nobody would say, oh, well, now you're stupid because you wear glasses.
It's like glasses for your brain.
Yeah.
So that's all it is. And, you know, when I figured that out, I mean, I already was doing really well in life. What I didn't understand is, oh, it doesn't have to be that much work. So I was already I was just lucky I was a hard worker and I was intelligent, but I didn't realize, oh, I don't have to really work quite as hard if I know how to focus myself.
Yeah. Well, we have artists and entertainers, and apparently you have a lot of physicians that come to visit.
Oh, tons, especially in my field. The funny part is what I didn't understand. So I didn't, you know, my husband's like, let me get this straight. You chose a level A trauma unit to work in. I'm like, so what? You know, I was like, so what? It's the constant adrenaline rush. It's 12 hours of adrenaline rush during the day. So, you know, and it's that was my medicine in a way. And I would drink two pots of coffee to stay on top of it and work out 2 hours a day. And he's like, so you need this constant adrenaline fix all day long. And now there's different types of ADD. I have very over-focused ADD. So I did super well in school because my anxiety kept me on track. I was over-focused and anxious. Not everybody has that. So I was quiet in school. I wasn't one of those kids who, you know, jumps up and down. And most girls are misdiagnosed. They're not diagnosed with ADD because girls tend to have more anxiety and not get in trouble. So when that happens, that's what happened with me. I didn't get in trouble, and I worked really hard because the idea of getting in trouble horrified me. So the idea of a teacher calling me out in class would just horrify me. So I'd work 10 times harder not to get in trouble. And therefore, no one really picked up on it. It's like, well, she's getting good grades, you know, what's the big deal? And she's quiet, but I was very over-focused and anxious. So when something didn't go right or if something wasn't happening the way that it should, I would go a little bit, like I would just start beating myself up or I'd go a little crazy inside. And so there's that anxiety attached to it. Now, that also kept me doing well. So there's a good side to it, and there's the negative side to it. And you always want to know that there's something good about anxiety if it doesn't go too far and if you know how to control it.
Well, yes, and there certainly are a lot of unfavorable outcomes that can happen if a person has ADD. It doesn't happen to have a particularly advantageous type like you did and isn't surrounded by the right support. I mean, aren't the statistics for untreated ADD kind of alarming?
Oh, they're horrible. So like 30% of kids with ADD don't graduate from high school. The number of people in jails, the tremendous number of them have ADD that are in prison. So a very interesting thing. So I had the privilege of planting my program, the Omni Diet, and also our Brain Healthy program into one of the largest drug treatment programs in America. And it was so much fun for me. It was really hard at first, you might imagine, because I had an uncle who was murdered in a drug deal, and I didn't even realize how judgmental I was until I started working with these people. I thought I'd sort of put that behind me, and I started working with this population, and I thought, okay, I'm having some weird internal battles right now. And what it turned out to be was very healing for me. It was an amazing time to be able to work with them and understand what's going on with them. And what we discovered, more than 70% of them had been diagnosed and most of them treated as children for ADD.
And when you say treated, I suspect after this break that's coming up, we get into how you handle these differently. They probably were not, for the most part, treated anything like they would have been if they had been so lucky as to come to your clinic.
Well, back then, everyone was pretty much treated the same for ADD. So some of them weren't treated, and that's a disaster. Or some of them, if they're all treated the same, treating all ADD the same is a disaster. Because some of the people you treat for ADD with, say, stimulants, which is that's the standard, will get dramatically better. And the rest of the 70% that you treat with stimulants that don't have the same kind of ADD as everyone else will get dramatically worse.
Aha. Uh-huh. So,
some of them got better, some of them got worse. And the ones who got worse, of course, will go off their medicine. And then it's untreated ADD as adults, and they end up in the drug rehab program that I worked in. They were court-ordered from jail. Had all gone to jail, and they were there from jail, being court-ordered for up to 2 years.
When we come back with Tana Amon, author of a number of great books, we're going to talk more about not only how to avoid the job failure and the divorce and even immune problems, but what you can do about it. Stay with us.
Taking an omega-3 has become part of my daily routine, but I did have some concerns about the environment and, quite frankly, the occasional fishy burp back. So I looked around and discovered a new eco-friendly and vegetarian alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. While it's no secret growing older can be a challenge, my doctor stresses the importance of omega-3s in helping to achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle throughout all the stages of my life. I discovered that many health experts encourage supplementation with omega-3s to help support cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. Chia Omega is a high-quality, all-natural, plant-based line of supplements made from chia seed oil. Chia seeds are the richest and most sustainable natural sources of ALA omega-3 on the planet, containing even more than fish or flax. Having choices concerning my health and making a conscientious change benefiting the environment feels empowering. That's why I switched to Chia Omega. You can get essential formulas Chia Omega at Vitamin Shoppe and other fine health food stores everywhere.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and to install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through RadioMarty.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code MARTI. That's M-A-R-T-I-E. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them Marty sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt.
You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest, Tana Amon. We know her from previous interviews on this show where we had a lot of fun talking about the Omni diet and factors that just help all of us be healthier and more productive and so on. Today we're focused on ADD, and I want to stop for just a second and in preparation for talking about the seven different types and how you figured that out, that they were so different. But Dr. Amon doesn't like that term, that they've recently changed it from ADD to ADHD. Why is that, the hyperactivity disorder that they added on to the official definition? Why is that misleading?
Yeah, he doesn't like that term because it really highlights the hyperactive component. And what ended up happening is a lot of people who then are not hyperactive are not diagnosed. Like I said, the girls, a lot of girls who are quiet. We have many girls that come to our clinic who are nervous, over-focused, anxious, but they're not hyper. And so, like, that was the kind of child that I was. And so that really did a disservice to a lot of the people who have ADD who now are not being diagnosed with it.
And in some cases, the grades aren't good, and they're written off as just not being very bright, when actually it's just a different kind of learning difference that, if not recognized, because they aren't scooting around the room throwing erasers, they I didn't even use erasers anymore. I guess there's something, whatever they get off the whiteboard.
Right.
So back to the how you have refined this into a science that shows up these different types, and it isn't all just in behaviors. Describe the kind of brain scans, because I think, unfortunately, this is radio, and I'm talking with my hands here, and they can't see this, but there are the pictures really tell a story about what's going on in the brain. Describe that, please.
So we do a study called SPECT. And SPECT scans are really a type of scan. So they're different than an MRI or a CT scan. People always say, well, I've had a CT scan or I've had an MRI. They're very different. So CT scans and MRI scans, those are anatomy scans. They take a picture of what your brain looks like. Okay, so to give you an example, that would be like taking a picture of your computer. But they don't show you the function of what's happening inside your brain at the time. So that's what a SPECT scan does. It looks at blood flow and activity, the function of your brain. So if you dropped your computer and it stopped working, or like my cat knocked mine off the counter and then my daughter dropped a glass of water on it, right? So my computer was on the fritz. And my computer looked fine. If you had taken a picture of it, it would have looked fine. But if you tried to turn it on, it didn't work. So what SPECT scans do is they take a picture of what's going on the inside when you try and turn it on. Where's the activity too high? Where's the activity too low? Where's it not working right?
When you see the pictures and relate that to the behaviors, it's kind of like, well, duh, why doesn't everybody do that?
Right, and so what we see where the brain's working too hard, where it's not working hard enough, but we can see if it's, like, we see areas of the brain where, like, we did the largest NFL, the big NFL study, so of the football players. So we can see where head injuries have occurred, where concussions have happened. We can see when someone's had trauma, emotional trauma. We can see when someone has what we call a hot brain, which means the brain's working way too hard. And these are people who have a tendency to be inflexible, over-focused, things don't go their way, they get mad, they get stuck on thoughts. So we can see all of that. And classic ADD is when there's, you know, a lack of blood flow to the front part of the brain, the frontal lobes, which are responsible for impulse control, judgment, forethought. That's classic. But now if you combine that with some of the other things, that's where we get the different types.
And because these different functions, different areas of the brain are responding to different brain chemicals and neurotransmitters, it allows you to customize the treatment. Give us an example of how if you took one type of ADD and just routinely gave a treatment that's more appropriate for another kind, what could happen?
Okay, so I'll give you the most common example. In fact, I'll give you a real example of someone who, funny, she now works for us because she became such an advocate. So there's a woman who brought her son to us. He had been to three other psychiatrists. As a child, I knew this child when he was a baby. I knew her a long time ago, and I lost touch with her. So her son had trouble from the time he was an infant, I mean, from the time he could walk. And people always started suspecting there's something not right with him. The teachers would always call her to come pick him up. He would fight with other kids. By the time he was three, parents didn't want him around their children. He never one time got invited to a birthday party or a play date, which just broke her heart.
Yeah, really.
So he grew up being isolated. All the kids thought he was weird, and he had no friends. Okay, so he didn't do well in school. Teachers told her she should not expect much from him. But the bigger problem was his temper. He scared his siblings. He would put his fists through the walls. He would kick the walls and put holes in the walls, throw things. You know, he'd hurt his siblings. So his temper was out of control. So when he went to the doctor, he was diagnosed with ADD. They put him on ADD medicine, and it made him dramatically worse because he couldn't focus. So they gave him ADD medicine, which is a stimulant. That's classic treatment for ADD, and it made him dramatically worse. So then they put him on an antipsychotic medication, which completely, you know, just sort of really heavily medicates kids. And you don't want to do that unless you really have to. I mean, unless
turn them into zombies.
Right. And so now the kid, you know, he's been to three different doctors. He's on three different medications, and none of them are working. He's not sleeping at night, and he has no friends, and he's failing in school. So she sees us on television, and she finds a way to contact me. She's like, oh, my gosh, do you remember me? And she comes to the clinic. We scanned him, and what we found was what we call ring of fire. So this is a child whose brain, yes, his frontal lobes were having trouble, but his brain was so on fire. It can often be caused by toxic exposure. It can also sometimes be an early sign of bipolar, or it can be misdiagnosed as bipolar. But his brain was so on fire that if you put him on stimulants, you can imagine what would happen.
Gasoline on a fire.
It's like throwing gasoline on fire. And that's what they did. So they made him dramatically worse. So when we saw how hot his brain was, before you ever try and bring up the frontal lobes with a stimulant, you need to calm down his brain. So we put him on natural supplements first. We're not anti-medication. Let me just make this very clear. We are not opposed at all to medication. We do use medication. We're opposed to the indiscriminate use of medication. And we're opposed to not using targeted treatment. That's why we are able to use less medication, or we're able to take more people off of medication than we put on medication.
Well, sometimes it just makes sense to start with the least,
risky thing
first.
We always start with the least toxic first.
Yeah,
least
exactly.
Toxic, most effective, especially in children. Because keep in mind, this is going to affect them for the rest of their lives, their employability, their insurability, their stigma, everything. So we started him on some supplements to calm his brain down. We put him on – then after it was calmed down, we put him on some stuff to boost his frontal lobes. Oh, by the way, he's now on the honor roll at school. He's very popular. He's in sports, and he never has started medication.
That's just fabulous. That's what we want to do. We want to find out the real cause of something, individualize the program to get them better, and optimize whatever that person's potential is in life. And if I could distill that down to a few words, that'd be the motto of the show. So
yeah, I think what I say is we have to stop putting Band-Aids over bullet holes.
Yeah, very good, very good. And, turn the gun away from the person if they're continuing to get bullet holes. And sometimes if you're talking about toxins or infections and so on, that's part that's missed. Well, a lot more to talk about with Tana Amen. The clinic is Amen, like Amen, like the last word in ADD, Amen, AMEN, clinics.com. We'll be right back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
If you aren't confused about fats and foods, congratulations. You must have doubted the advice from experts so often quoted in the news. In Marty Whittakin's new booklet, Fat Free Folly, she uses new studies to show how we got into trouble with diet fads that steered us away from the natural path. Fat Free Folly shows us how to build health with good fats, ones required for the brain, heart, immune system, and even for weight loss. See how saturated fat got a bad reputation it doesn't deserve, and why vegetable oil should not have been hyped. Learn which oil reduces death from all causes, and both sides of the story on canola oil. Fat Free Folly by Marty Whittakin is an easy read and only costs $6.95. Buy it now in the HBNShow.com store, which sells her book on heartburn and those from some favorite radio show guests. Visit HBNShow.com or call 877-262-7843. That's 877-262-7843.
It's no secret that as we age, our bodies go through a lot of changes. Most people believe aches and pains are an inevitable part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. You can do something about it. Collagen is the major component of connective tissue in the body and is the foundation of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and bones. After age 25, natural collagen production typically slows at a rate of about 1.5% per year. Fast forward to age 50, and your body could be producing 35% less collagen, possibly resulting in weakened connective tissue and bones. Collagen Joint Complex by NeoCell is an all-natural, complete joint formula that contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which are the four key nutrients needed to support the health of our joints. To learn more about NeoCell's full line of joint support, beauty, and anti-aging products, visit NeoCell.com or visit your favorite local health food store nationwide.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
ADD, or attention deficit disorder, apparently one of those situations where mainstream medicine has used a very big broad brush to cover up a lot of differences, and cookie-cutter treatments don't work here any better than they do in a lot of other areas. We're talking with Tana Amon, nurse, author, and co-director of the Amon Clinics at amonclinics.com, and all the links to the books and some of these other resources, and to a little online questionnaire that you can fill out, and so on. All of those will be in the description of the archive on our show website, as well as in the newsletter the week before and after this airs, so this week's newsletter and next week's as well. So before we get to sorting out some, we can't get, because it's just too complicated for radio, we're not going to talk about all the different seven types and what the treatment plan for each one is. That's something that people will have to do some further research about. But I'd like to start picking up on where we were before about, well, let's figure out what causes things. Let's just spend a couple of minutes here on what are the risk factors for ADD and some of the causes as best we know them at this point.
Well, some of the risk factors can be, you know, it can be a lot of things. I mean, what your mother did when she was pregnant, we can go all the way back to there. So whether you know, if you've had toxic exposure, if you've had a head injury, these are things that can actually lead to ADD. It's genetic. So there's lots of things that can actually lead to having ADD, and we need to figure out why you have it. So sometimes you have it just because you were born with it. Sometimes you have it because you've had a head injury. Sometimes you have it for many different reasons, smoke inhalation. You know, there's lots of reasons that it can happen.
And some of the other ones that you listed, lead exposure, food allergies.
Yes.
Oxygen deprivation.
You know, a couple of the really simple ones, which are, we're really doing an injustice and a disservice right now. We're limiting PE in school, so lack of exercise. People are gaining weight. Our obesity epidemic is just skyrocketing, and that's leading to it really increasing our ADD epidemic as well. Okay, and our diet. The diet. So a big part of what we do at the Amen Clinics is nutrition. It's not the only thing, but it's a big part of what we do. Is really getting people off of, you know, it's very simple. You stop doing what's hurting the brain, you start doing things that help the brain, and you develop brain envy. That's what my husband always says. And so we really get them, you know, to stop eating things that are poisoning their brains and get them to start doing things that help their brains. Exercise, nutrition, simple supplements, better sleep. And we give them the strategies to do that.
And you even mentioned infections like Lyme disease and so on. But
we're seeing this huge epidemic of Lyme right now. It's just crazy. And we now have discovered that Lyme is sexually transmitted, like just like syphilis.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yep, it's a spirochete. And so we just never were looking for it as much as we probably should have been. I mean, in general. And so now we've got our docs looking. If we can't figure something out, if it's really odd, different, doesn't fit a profile, can't put a thumb on it, and it's just not fitting in anywhere, we check for Lyme.
And then there's some fairly common things that might be aggravating the system, that whatever is going on, the symptom already. And that's especially young people as they approach teenage years that don't have good sleep habits, that rely on caffeine, too many video games.
Oh, yeah. So they're wearing out their dopamine centers. And so
talk about that a little
bit. A
classic
problem with ADD is a lack of dopamine. So you drop
your
dopamine.
Tell us what dopamine is.
So dopamine is a neurotransmitter. So you've got, you know, some big players in the neurotransmitter game. So you've got GABA, serotonin, dopamine. I'm going to really leave it at those for right now. So serotonin and dopamine being the two biggies that I'm going to talk about. Serotonin is your don't worry, be happy neurotransmitter. It's the one that's like, oh, let's be chill. Okay, it's the chillax for serotonin neurotransmitter. And it's really responsible for helping you to sleep better at night, feelings of well-being, and just really, you know, everything's fine. And then dopamine is the flip side of that. That's the, like, that's your let's get it done, motivation, drive, high energy. That's dopamine. When you lack dopamine, it causes your frontal lobes to be sleepier. Okay, so you need dopamine to help you with your judgment, impulse control, forethought, energy, getting things done, motivation.
All right, isn't it also involved in satisfaction? And
absolutely. So when you, so what happens, so you've got a lot of these professional athletes that are getting way too much stimulation all at once, you know, that they're put in the limelight, they've got so much stimulation, so much, you know, adoration, and they have too much too fast. Same thing, video games do that. So you think of Tiger Woods, right?
Right.
Video games, kids who play video games all day, they're wearing out their dopamine centers. It causes them, it also affects their ability to be happy. So it takes more and more and more to be happy. But it's also affecting their ability for, you know, to be motivated and get things done. So it's causing more ADD-like symptoms.
But it just stands to reason that we're going to pay a price for something that's so different than what mankind has done for all of the millennia that we've been on the planet. And before we switch gears to the diet, which is so important and has such fringe benefits, it just occurred to me there seems to be an increase and maybe more awareness, but there seems to be an increase in ADD, but also in autism. Do you see any overlap in those? Is that kind of almost part of the spectrum?
You know, we do. We see some overlap. Autism can be its own animal, though. So we do treat a lot of kids with autism. We do treat it differently. And diet is critical with kids with autism, but they can definitely have both.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do a show sometime on autism too.
Yeah.
So if you're going to start with the diet, let's start with the things that are common to all of them, because apparently there may be a difference in like the quantity of protein or something for certain types. But what are the fundamental changes that help virtually all of the ADD types?
No question, getting rid of sugar, simple carbohydrates, processed food. Absolutely no question across the board, and that's with almost all psychiatric issues. So we don't see anyone benefiting from any of those things. So processed foods, sugar, simple carbohydrates.
But if you take those out, then you're also going to lower your risk for diabetes and heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's.
What's good for the brain is good for the heart, is good for your weight, is good for your genitals.
Why haven't we figured out that the brain is not a separate entity?
It's
hooked on.
The way people always say, you can't prevent Alzheimer's, you're lying. We're like, no, we actually can, because we prevent the diseases that cause it. That's how we prevent Alzheimer's. We're going after everything that causes Alzheimer's, obesity, diabetes, heart disease. That's how we prevent it.
Yeah, or they are all caused by the same thing. And in any case, you arrive at the same point. We'll be right back and pick up some more on, how does life go on after you leave those things out of the diet with Tana Amon. She's the author of The Omni Diet, as well as Healing ADD, the revised edition. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name's Marty Whittakin. I'm sure that you know somebody. You should send a link to this archive about this show. So hang in there.
Stress takes its toll on all of us. Many find relief from life's pressures with exercise, but vigorous exercise can deplete the body's supply of magnesium. If we drink coffee or alcohol, we lose even more. Magnesium is an essential activator of nearly 300 enzymes required for proper nerve function, bone integrity, and heart rhythm. So ensuring that you have adequate levels is critical. When combined with an amino acid, it's much easier for magnesium to cross into the bloodstream. That's why Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium uses 100% fully reacted chelated magnesium with the amino acids glycine and lysine. So if you want the best magnesium at the best price, don't get stressed out. Just ask for Doctor's Best High Absorption Magnesium, because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more, listen to the experts at ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard water plays a key role in our good health. Willard water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
When generation after generation treasures something for thousands of years, there must be something to it. When science finally studies the issue, they usually just prove what our ancestors already knew and maybe explain how the benefits are provided. Many studies now confirm why millions believe that drinking aloe vera helps not only their digestion, but also their overall health. They just feel better and are sick less often. Lily of the Desert is one of the few supplement companies of any kind that conducts clinical trials on its products. For example, one study showed that Lily Aloe improves nutrient absorption so greatly that 20 times more vitamin C was absorbed when when taken with Lily of the Desert Aloe compared to the same amount taken with water. Isn't getting more for your money a good reason to take your daily vitamins with aloe? Speaking of value, Lily of the Desert usually costs less than products that are half as good. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like Lily on Facebook. That's lilyofthedesert.com or find them on Facebook.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I am so pleased to have Tana Amon with us today. She's always a great guest, but I think this is a terrific topic, much misunderstood, and a place where a whole lot of good things can happen if people realize that there are different types of ADD and that we don't outgrow it and that lives can be improved by getting to the source. And we're talking at the moment about the diet, the alternative to the SAD, the SAD, Standard American Diet. And one of the things that happens, I would think kind of accidentally, once you start getting those, the refined foods and the sugars and those starches out of the diet, along with it goes a lot of food additives. Are food additives not part of the problem?
They're a terrible part of the problem. So, and people don't understand what's in food additives. Many things like that sound fine, like soy lecithin and vegetable protein isolate, a lot of these things are just code. They're just cover-ups for MSG. And they've got things in them that really, really aggravate a lot of psychiatric issues, especially things like ADD. And in addition, you also have to be aware of what type of ADD you have, because it does matter whether you're eating a high-protein diet or a higher carbohydrate diet. Notice I didn't say high, simple carbohydrate diet.
Right.
Because we teach you how to eat. You know, we want you eating more and more vegetables, high-fiber foods, but not massive amounts of fruit. We'll teach you how to eat the carbs that will stimulate serotonin for you, and we'll put you on some simple supplements to help do that if you have a hot brain. But if you have low dopamine and your frontal lobes are sleepy, then we want you on a higher protein diet. Small amounts of protein throughout the day to help stabilize and boost that focus.
You talked about a study that was done in Holland where more than 70% of
Two studies on children with ADD, more than 70% of them improved their ADD symptoms simply by eliminating dairy, gluten, soy, corn, sugar, and food additives, food dyes.
And I would imagine a whole lot of what bothers mankind, at least in the so-called civilized or developed world, would be improved by taking those things out, because they're hidden in there are a lot of just very common sensitivities. But
well, all you have to do is look at the rate that it's going up and compare that to when we started manufacturing and mass producing food and storing it. Look at all of our diseases, not just psychiatric diseases, but even if we're just looking at psychiatric diseases, when did these diseases start really radically multiplying, and when did our food start changing? Genetically modified foods, the ability to store massive amounts of foods because we're adding chemicals. You know, the ability to eat too much food.
Which of your books would be the best thing for somebody to pick up? Well, let's say they don't even at this point have any reason to believe that ADD is a factor, but they just want to get rid of some of those foods that are causing these problems. Which of your books is going to be the best guide to what's left to eat and how to incorporate them?
Okay, so there are a couple. So if we're just talking about food, the Omni Diet is sort of my manifesto, if you will. It's a really all-inclusive book about food. If you have ADD and you want more of a fun read, easier read, lots of pictures, and very simple solutions, people with ADD need fast, easy, quick solutions and easy recipes to follow, Healing ADD Through Food, which is, it's only on CD-ROM at the time. We're actually printing it. But right now it's on CD-ROM. So you just put it on your computer and you scroll through it just the way you would an ebook. It's like an ebook. But that book is colorful. It's a simple read, and it's got very simple, quick solutions, along with recipes. It's got 100 recipes.
And so people would get that on your website?
Yes, and it's got great stuff for kids. So I really focused on kids in this book. So I used all my daughter's favorite recipes and, you know, really worked on making them delicious but nutritious and as simple as possible. So if you like to cook, I would say go with the Omni Diet. The recipes are more involved, require more ingredients, fresher, like from scratch. But the Healing ADD gives people the alternative, because I talk to a lot of people who say, I'm a busy working mom. I can't do this that quickly. I need something fast, easy. I can't do it otherwise. So I really came up with something. If you're a busy mom, you've got a lot of kids, your kids are picky, Healing ADD through food has those easy recipes that are tasty.
Perfect. And breakfast, I think, is the place where we get in the most trouble the fastest, because if you open up the menu at any of the breakfast chains, virtually everything you see on the first two pages is stuff you shouldn't eat.
High carb. So, you want to avoid high carbohydrate breakfast filled with sugar and syrup and all that stuff. No cereal, no pancakes, no waffles. Avoid all of that. You want to start with a protein, and the carbs you should be eating for breakfast are vegetables like steamed spinach or a little bit of fruit.
Or the protein drink that I use, that's mostly vegetable juice with some protein and some good fats.
So we call smoothies the go-to fast food in our house. But for my daughter, my daughter loves pancakes. So guess what? I make her pancakes. My pancakes are made with eggs. I throw it in the blender. It takes 5 minutes. It's a couple of eggs. You put a little bit of coconut oil in there and some almond butter. It's got 5 ingredients. You blend it up and you make pancakes out of it. It's a protein-based pancake. And then I blend up some fruit as the high-power blender to make it a syrup.
Fabulous. Well, when we come back, we'll just have a few little minutes, but I want to talk about supplements. And I sure have had a good time having Tana with us, and I know you have too. So stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. The topic today, ADD, but we're now into a zone where if you follow these instructions, you're going to help everybody in the family.
Taking an omega-3 has become part of my daily routine, but I did have some concerns about the environment and, quite frankly, the occasional fishy burp back. So I looked around and discovered a new eco-friendly and vegetarian alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. While it's no secret growing older can be a challenge, my doctor stresses the importance of omega-3s in helping to achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle throughout all the stages of my life. I discovered that many health experts encourage supplementation with omega-3s to help support cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. Chia Omega is a high-quality, all-natural, plant-based line of supplements made from chia seed oil. Chia seeds are the richest and most sustainable natural sources of ALA omega-3 on the planet, containing even more than fish or flax. Having choices concerning my health and making a conscientious change benefiting the environment feels empowering. That's why I switched to Chia Omega. You can get essential formulas Chia Omega at Vitamin Shoppe and other fine health food stores everywhere.
Worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulant. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
Folks who claim to get by on 5 hours sleep are kidding themselves. Science shows that we need 8 for the body to do its housekeeping and repair, including in the brain. Commercials promote sleep drugs, but just listen to the potential side effects. We need good sleep habits, a regular bedtime, allow 2 hours after dinner, and avoid caffeine late in the day. Our own pineal gland makes a terrific sleep aid, melatonin. It regulates sleep and wake cycles, helps with jet lag, and it's a powerful antioxidant. There are no food sources of melatonin, so when we need extra, I recommend Superior Sources Microlingual Melatonin. It dissolves almost instantly under the tongue. 3 milligrams is enough for me, but it also comes in 5 and 10. Melatonin is natural to the body, but check with your nutrition-oriented doctor if you take medications. Superior Source Melatonin is available at fine natural food stores nationwide. Click the Superior Source link on the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to Superior Source Vitamins.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Tana, supplements for ADD. Some of them, the common ones you use, fairly predictable. One of them might be a little surprising to people when you talk about the component of fish oil. What are some of the common supplements that you use with most of your kiddos?
Well, we always start with a basic multi, obviously, vitamin D and fish oil. And we want a fish oil that's higher in EPA than DHA when you're talking about ADD. And then things like zinc are very helpful. Now, depending on the type of ADD, we have supplements that help to boost dopamine, like I said. So there are things like SAMe. There are things that can help really boost that dopamine. And then we make one that's called Focus and Energy. So it really helps to, it's a proprietary blend of combination of herbs that really help to really boost their focus and boost that dopamine. But then there's also, if you are someone who has more of a hot brain, you need to calm down, stop focusing on the things that bother you. You want to be focusing more on supplements like 5-HTP, GABA, things like that. And we also have a blend of a combination of things in something we call Neuralink or serotonin mood support, so things like that. And then also you want to be sure you're getting really good sleep. So sometimes magnesium and melatonin together at night, for me, I call it the hammer. So we have time-release melatonin, but I combine that with some magnesium, and I am out like a light because you want to make sure you're sleeping. Lack of sleep will make ADD symptoms much, much worse.
As well, and we didn't mention it when we were talking about sugar, but if we have one of those high-carb breakfasts, the high-refined carb breakfast, the low blood sugar that's going to hit hour later, that sends everything sideways,
and
too.
That will actually start a roller coaster that will last all day long. And it's not just the hour later. It does it all day long.
And almost any excuse to add magnesium to a program, I think, is good news.
No question. And 80% of the population is low.
One I didn't see on the list, and I'm currently working on a book, and I came across this research about probiotics, that there's now a whole textbook called Psychobiotics, because our gut has so much effect on neurotransmitters.
It's in both of our books. It's in the book Healing ADD, and it's in the Omni Diet, because I believe in them. That's actually one of the main supplements I don't know why I didn't say it, but when you talk about ADD, and I've trained my daughter because 80% of the serotonin in your body, 80 to 90% is made in your gut. So if your gut's not working right, your brain's not working right. And we actually taught our daughter, oh, you have all these, you know, like you have like trillions of bugs in your gut. And she like freaked out, right?
Yeah.
She had a fit. And so I'm like, no, they're your friends. Think of them as pets.
Yes.
So we named them Lacey and Biff.
That's really funny. I like that, pets. Thank you so much, Tana. This has been wonderful. And I look forward to having you on the next time we can make time together to do it.
Thank you so much, Marty.
All right, folks. See you again next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food, toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers in packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.